What it do, y'all? Good evening. How y'all feeling today? Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, and I'm back in the studio once again for another week. We are in the month of December. Happy holidays. Christmas is coming up. New Year's is coming up. So happy early holidays to all of the good listeners who be tuned in to the show. My headache is in the studio with me again. What's up?
What's up? Not her headache. I'm just, you know, she got on my nerves, and I get on hers.
Cause he always doing something extra. Like, it can never be just what we supposed to be doing.
You know what? She keep talking, but look, I have her mom on phone on speed dial.
So do I. Like, so,
you know what?
Like, what does that mean that you got my mother on speed dial?
It means a lot. So when she answers my phone call, I'm going to tell her what you be doing.
I'm going to tell her what you be doing. You can't talk to nobody without cursing.
Then I guess we both getting popped.
You can't talk to nobody without cursing.
I guess we both getting popped. I'm talking to you right now, not cursing. So I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's because we live and recording on the show, Tom.
You know what? Let's just start. Let's get to the topic. What's today's topic today?
I'm telling you.
What's
man,
today's we, topic today, Jasmine?
We are in the month of December. December is component is mastery and future. The name of this show is called A Glimpse Into Your Future. So I got a few topics over here that we're going to get into real quick before he get on my nerves some more.
I see you always got a lot of things to say about me.
Why wouldn't I have a lot of things to say about you?
We could talk off live, you know, off the radio, you know. You're gonna say that for a later time today.
So how do you prioritize your goals for the future? Let my listeners know. What you got?
How do I prioritize my goals? I just do what needs to get done so I can, you know, perfect it. If that makes sense.
Like, do you write your goals down? Do you already know what they are off the top of your head?
I already know what they are off the top. I already know what they are off the top.
Is that all the time or is that occasionally?
It's occasionally. It's occasionally, you know, because I'll be having things that I need to do. So other things, you know, besides my goals, I need to be taken care of. One of my goals is getting out my mama house immediately.
That's one of your goals?
That's one of them.
And what are you doing working towards that goal?
I don't want to talk about it on the air, but I'm just know it's getting done, and I'm going to be moving out soon, sooner than later.
Okay. Hey, you on that?
Yeah.
So, how I prioritize my goals is I typically write them out so that I can see it. I'm a visual kind of person, so once I see it, once I have like a step-by-step guide of how I want to maneuver, that's typically what I do. And I try to go back, you know, daily to see like what I've accomplished, what I'm still working on, what's next. Of course, the list might change, but I try to keep it, you know, steady and obtainable. I don't really care how long it take for me to accomplish the goal, but the goal is for it to get accomplished. So,
for it to get done.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to the timing of it, but I do make it obtainable and something that can happen tangibly and happen quickly and efficiently. So that's how I normally prioritize what I want to do. I kind of write it out, whether it's in my phone or on a sheet of paper. And then another thing I do is share it with my team, so my team can know the goals that we on and we can kind of follow it together. I can give them like, hey, this is what we doing first, this is what we doing second, this is what we doing third, and that's how we flow with it. Appreciate that, young fellas, for not letting the door slam. I appreciate it.
Don't do it with the other door either, because you infamous.
Because it be a lot of stuff going on when we be recording. So I definitely appreciate y'all for not letting my door slam. Once again, thank you for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. And we talking about a glimpse into your future. Is your future right now? But I can't answer that yet. That's a little bit further down the line in the show. But that's typically what I try to do and, you know, hold myself accountable to those things. How about you?
Yeah. I'm trying to hold myself accountable for certain things. Certain things, not all things.
You try to or you do? What we doing?
I do. You know, okay. I'm at that age where I have to be accountable, you know, for everything.
As you should. So, when I post this show, I'm going to make a column of, like, I'm going to make a question about the show to see what the listeners thought about this particular show. So, we're going to see, man. It be people tapping in with us when I be posting the show. Another show will be posted this Friday, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. But y'all know what we got to do, right? They know what we got to do at this time of the show.
Pay these bills.
We got to pay them. We got the lights off right now, so we setting the vibe. This is typically how I like to record. It's a lot of things that go down in here, you know what I'm saying? You know, some guests roll through. Some people like to sit in with us. Like the vibe with us, you know. I have no idea what's going down. But hey, welcome to the team. I have no idea what's going down. But hey, welcome to the Team Crew Podcast Show. We gonna be right back. We'll see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. I hope it's not a facade when y'all be really planning y'all goals. I hope y'all keeping it real with y'all self. Y'all not wearing no masks. Y'all showing the real you when y'all accomplishing y'all goals and whatnot. Y'all know during the show I come off mute sometimes just to let the listeners know how we feeling and what we doing. This is Mastery in Future. So I decided to give y'all some future instrumentals throughout the show today. So make sure y'all keeping it pure, keeping it true to yourself. Mask on, mask off, man.
I hope y'all got y'all mask on. It's cold outside. Cold
it ain't
outside.
That cold outside.
It's most definitely cold outside. Hope y'all got y'all mask on.
Shout out to Future, aka Pluto. Ah. I feel real good. But I didn't do this at the beginning of the show. It is Tuesday, and I like to call Tuesdays Thriving Tuesday. So make sure y'all thriving out here, stepping on all of y'all enemies and y'all haters and really getting to it and accomplishing y'all goals in the most positive way possible, all right? Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Team Crew Podcast Show. We in the studio today. I feel good.
Yeah, I hope y'all standing on business today. Let's go. How you doing, Jasmine?
Welcome back, man.
Yeah, welcome back.
We just be cooling.
Most definitely.
We just be cooling.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Happy birthday to all the Sagittarius. Yeah. It is the month of December. If your birthday is in December, happy birthday to you. So as we jump back into the show, in your opinion, what should you do to make your dreams a reality? It's a two-part question, but I'm a start right there. What should you do to make your dreams a reality?
I feel like if you want to make your dreams a reality, at first you gotta write it down.
Okay. Write down what you gotta see your vision.
Write down what you want. Yes. Write down your vision. Write down what you want, and honestly, you know, if go to the right people that can help you. You know what? Because you might not got the funds. Well, nobody really has the funds at first, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't speak for because some people got rich parents, you know? I most definitely don't got rich parents, you know? They definitely ain't giving me no money. But yeah, just write it down. Write it down and, you know, go to the right people. Make connections. Talk to people.
Networking. I like it. Get active. I like it. One thing that I would like to say to that is, you know, I think one thing that you should do when you want to make your dreams a reality is to plan it. You know, like, plan out what you see in your mind and make it tangible in the palm of your hand. That's typically how that works. Like, when you plan something, you can never fail when there's a plan, right? Like, you can never, you may alter your plan a little bit, but for real, you can't really fail if there's a plan that's set in place. You know what I'm saying? You could change your plan 3 times, but you changing it for the fact of actually getting to the end result, getting to that finish line. So I think one thing that you could do to really make your dreams a reality that you see it in real time, it's like happening. Like, you know how you do something, you be like, oh, this is for real. This is happening like today.
Yeah.
So I think that comes with when you got a plan that's set in place. This the second part to this question, which is what I like, because, you know, Taj came up with this question, even though he be getting on your girl nerves, though.
She be getting on mine, too.
But he came up with this question, what do you dream for? So since he came up with that, he got to answer it. What you got for the audience?
I dream for wealth. I dream for success. I dream for family, you know?
You dream for wealth. You dream for success. You dream for family. I like that.
Most definitely. And I think almost everybody dreams of, you know, what I dream for. You know, everybody wants to have some money. Not just for you.
Finances. But we talked about prioritizing your money last show. Go ahead.
But yeah, not just for me, for your wife, for your kids, you feel me?
Yeah, that's sort of like a generational wealth, Tom.
Generational wealth, same thing to me. Don't care, whatever. Same thing to me.
So real quick, before I say what I was going to say, shout out to one of my other, you know, good teens in the room. Shout out to JV. She decided to come and hang out with us today on the Teen Crew Podcast Show just to see how we get down, the atmosphere that we set. She is in the building. She in the background, though, but she in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know who gonna slide in here. You feel me? Like, you just never know. That's all I'm saying.
Not even just slide in, just barge in. And they just came in, didn't even
I don't
knock
think
on
she
door.
Barged in, though.
Didn't knock on the door.
She didn't have to knock.
When I'm here, she gonna have to knock.
Why she gotta knock when you in here?
I don't know. I just wanted her to knock.
What is the importance of that?
Like, we could have been talking about something really important.
We could have been talking about something really important.
Really important.
Really.
Like, how you put your hands on me, and I was calling, and I was finna call mom to, you know, pull up.
First of all, I didn't put my hands on you. Second, I just said that you was getting on my, I can't curse on this show, but y'all know what I'm saying. He was getting on my nerves, so he's about to get his behind beat. But this is what happens when you on the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Sometimes we go off script. Sometimes we do a lot of improv, but that's what make the show authentic and make the show real. So this is where we at with it. What do I dream for? I think my answer is similar to yours, man. Whatever success looks like, whatever, you know, unconditional love looks like, generational wealth looks like, joy, peace, happiness, you know, and being able to be an exceptional provider to the people that I am blessed to be in spaces and places and environments with. You know, I hope y'all having a good Tuesday afternoon. You feel me? And this what we doing. I feel real relaxed, man. I should ask JV if she want to be on the next show. Dang, she going curry me like that, though. See what happens with the Teen Crew podcast show? She going curry me right on the end. Just, yeah, absolutely not. Okay, shoot. Well, can you at least say what's up? Because your voice loud enough.
What's up?
All right, what's up? So she gave me a what's up. I'll be satisfied with that. I don't think she want to be on one of the microphones, though.
She don't got to.
Welcome to the team.
Wait, why? Why you don't want to be on the joint?
No. You don't like talking to people? Why?
But you're not talking to people, you're talking to us.
Do you talk to people at school? I don't like y'all. What? First off, we about to go to a commercial because I'm really about to find out why she don't like us.
Right, that's what. We're gonna go to a commercial break real quick.
We'll be right back. See y'all in a minute.
Gotta pay these bills.
Yeah, we gotta pay the bills so we can kind of
What you mean? Keep the lights. Me.
Keep the lights on.
I'm like a brother. I take you to the bus.
Time out. We didn't go to commercial yet. We ain't go to commercial yet. We gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace.
Take you to the bus. It's fake love. Oh, yeah, fake love. Yeah, this is fake love.
Hey, check this out, right? I done came off.
I done came off mute real quick. Check this out, though. We actually got about close to 30K for the platform of that we have, that people who view the show as a whole, as a total. I'm new to the platform, but since I've been added to the platform, we just been increasing. So we at about 27. I'm trying to get it up to 30, but that's just the overall number of like people that's been tapped in since it's been created.
Yeah, we about to get 100. We finna get 50.
So since he threw out a number, I had to come off mute and let y'all know what it was for real. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It's your favorite host, Jazz from the CR Division. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Division. We in here having a good time. Thank y'all for listening, all right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people showing fake love tonight.
Oh, wow. You say JV. I didn't even mute the mic before. You said JV showing fake love?
Fake love.
I like how we sounding today. I like how we sounding today. Yes, indeed.
Like, I feel as if, like, mind you, like, Jasmine, like, you gotta admit we need some more people. The more people, the more fun.
I mean, yeah, but one thing about me, I'm not forcing nobody to talk on the microphone, man. If they feel comfortable with doing it, they could do it. The Teen Crew Podcast Show welcomes everybody that wants to talk, but I am not forcing anybody. You got to do it under your own will. This is a no judgment zone kind of vibe, and that's what we doing, all right? Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Welcome back. As you can hear, not see, because I ain't got no camera put up in. As you can hear, it's a whole bunch of everything going on, man. People come slide in the studio, hang out with us, you know. JV could be on the show if she wants to.
I mean, yeah, but she too busy getting, you know, being happy. She's too busy being happy with herself, you know.
She can be happy and be on the show.
It looks like she said she didn't want to do that.
I think I'm going to have to get her on one of these.
I thought you said she wasn't going to force nobody to be on the show.
I'm not forcing her. I said I think I'm going to have to. That's not force. I'm going to have to just politely ask. That's not a force. That's just politely asking if she can come on for 3 seconds and roll out. Is your future right now? Is your future right now?
It's my future right now. I would say not really. I am not really where I want to be.
Okay. So what are you doing like right now? Well, something that you're doing that's making you happy.
Something I'm trying to do that make me happy is something that is really making me happy right now. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not really happy right now. I'm not really happy. But what I am trying to do, I'm trying to find people that could, you know, make me feel better, you know, when I'm around other people type stuff.
Okay. So like right now, what do you do for like your excitement?
My excitement?
I
go to work because I have no money. I'm excited when I have new things, and I don't have new things money. So I'm going to work. That's the only thing that excites me is when I'm on the clock working.
Okay.
To get my money.
Okay.
Really trying to make me happy is me trying to connect with new people because I'm trying to make a brand like a clothing brand, to be honest with you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I support that.
Yeah.
I support that.
So I've been trying to, you know, find some people that could help me because I don't really know what to do. I just know I got clothing brand in my head.
Well, here's the thing about that, right? You never want to reinvent the wheel. You always, if it's already being done and you know somebody that's doing it, those are the type of people that you should be trying to connect to. Like for me, with my business isn't a clothing brand. It's a photography company and videography company. But what I do is I use clothes to promote the company, but I don't design stuff every day. I design stuff throughout the season. So like right now it's cold outside. Yeah. So I got beanie hats that are being designed by my designer.
Yeah, so like one thing I want to do for my clothing brand is cuz I don't want to make it simple, but I definitely don't want to make it simple, right? So like I want the beanies, I want the sweatpants too, I want the sweaters, but I want to make some hard snow pants that you could, you know, wear during the snow time and outside of winter, because you know people could rock with snow pants, right? Would you wear some hard snow pants, like some cool snow pants, you know? Yeah, she ain't got no still. She wear the same jacket every day.
Nah, I see JV giving some engagement on the show. First of all, to the audience, she in the background, but she here, but she don't want to talk on the microphone. So, is your future right now? I'm saying that to myself. I'm gonna say yeah. In some areas, I'm still developing. I'm still being accountable and being disciplined in certain areas. But I do think I'm such a passionate person when it comes to like
what you want.
Yeah, that too. But it's like whatever I touch prosper. Whatever I say happens. Like you want to really keep. I like to call it make it happen, people. You want to have some make it happen people around you. Some make it happen people in your corner. Some people that can make something happen for you when you are unable to make it happen for yourself. Right. So I think, man, when you have the boldness and the confidence to really say whatever comes out of your mouth is going to be in the palm of your hand, that's how you got to move. So, like, that's how I choose when I'm creating. It's like everything that I want to do, whatever I say, go. If I think that it's going to work and I believe it's going to work, I just ask a few people, like, what y'all think about this? What y'all think about that? Typically, this is me talking to my team or, like, some of my followers on IG.
Right.
And they be like, oh, I think that's dope, Jazz. Then they be like, oh yeah, Jazz did say she was going to design the socks and she was going to have the hats and the jackets and you know what I'm saying. She was going to go shoot this show, shoot that show. And then when they see it, they like, everything that she said she was going to do, she did. So I think you know, is my future right now? In some ways, yeah, and in some ways, I'm still working at it, because that's what you got to do to accomplish your goals. You just got to keep working at it, stay consistent, and stay dedicated to, you know, what you dream about. Like, those images and pictures that come up in your dreams when you go to sleep at night, you're like, yeah, I see myself in a mansion. I see myself making my first $1 million. Like, I see myself on a private jet, which is one of the things that I'm going to do. One of these years on my birthday, I'm going to go somewhere on a private jet. I don't know where that's going to be.
You're going to invite me on your private jet?
Yes, I will invite you on the private jet.
You better, because that will be the first day I will be on a jet or a plane or whatever. So that will be the first day I'll be in the sky.
So one of my birthdays, that's what I plan to do. I'm going to get some people together and say, hey, we're going to take a trip to Miami or somewhere.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I have a lifeboat, inflatable lifeboat and a parachute.
You got to speak things into existence, man. You got to be bold and confident and know what you're saying is going to happen. So that's why I say, like, part of my future right now is present, because almost everything that I've said I've ever was going to do in my 34 years of living has happened in some capacity. But I'm still being consistent, still being disciplined, still holding myself accountable. So that's how we flowing today. I feel good. How about you?
I feel
relaxed.
I feel calm.
You comfortable? JV, you comfortable over there? I gotta keep saying your name, because you in the studio with us right now. Hopefully, maybe the next time I record, which is probably gonna be next Tuesday. What are we talking about next Tuesday? So straight to the source. I'm looking right at the next show. Straight to the source is what we talking about next week. Yeah, y'all gotta know how to go straight to the source, man. But I can't get y'all all the juice on that one, because we ain't even at that show yet. Maybe
not even Tuesday yet.
Maybe I can get JV to talk, man. Maybe we can give her like a little insert here and there. Maybe she could do the intro. I'd be happy with the intro.
You know what? She said she doesn't. I mean, she said that, you know, she don't want to.
Come on, man. You can't be shy, JV. You already in the mix now, JV.
Right. They already heard your voice.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to JV in the room, man. JV be holding it down. She be doing what I asked her to do. You know what I'm saying? She as difficult as Taj over here.
I mean, it's her first time in the
room. Taj guy be asked stuff like 6 times before he do it.
Don't listen to her, because she know dang well that's not true. When she asked me, like, she called me, told me she needed me. I was outside. I came out, came back in here. You know, she had to call me 6 times. So she,
man, don't be doing me like that, man. Listen. We gonna go take the last commercial break of the show, and then we gonna come back and get y'all the takeaways for today, and then we gonna wrap it up. So we gonna see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. Hey, we just catching vibes. Yep. I say we just catching vibes. Yep. I like the kick drum on there too, though. I like the bass drum. My bad, y'all. Welcome back to the Team Cool Podcast Show. We are winding down, getting down to the wire of a glimpse into your future, man. My future look real good right now, man. God is good. He is faithful. So we gonna keep at it, man. You know, long as he giving us breath in our body to get it right another day, that's what the future look like. The future is the present. So one thing I want to say to all the listeners who are going to be tuned into the show, you know, once I post this thing, you dig, is, you know, keep God first. You know, pray about what you want. But then remember, too, though, you got a part to do, and then the big G-O-D got a part to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know.
So like, once you do your part, all he gonna do is slide in, put his little sprinkle on that thing, put his little blessing on that thing, put his hand on that thing.
Right, cause he already done
and
his part.
You know what I'm saying? That's what your future gonna look like. Future gonna look
praise
good.
God.
Future gonna look bright over
hallelujah.
Here. On the Ten Cool Podcast Show. This is see, not planned at all. This is what we do, man.
Can I get an amen?
I can give you that. Amen. We can do that. We can do that. But yeah, that's my takeaway to really be bold, be confident, be persistent, be consistent, be dedicated, be determined.
You said be consistent twice.
I said persistent.
Oh, never mind. I'm wrong.
I said persistent.
Or consistent.
You know, be ready. That's another thing. Like, people say that, you know, how they see their future looking. But when you get in those spaces of what you say you want, are you ready?
Right.
So be ready. Always expect the unexpected. And when you step into a room, demand it. You know, when you step into a room, it's because you're supposed to be there. So demand the space. That's what I got. Talk to what you got.
Right, because not many doors you turn will open, so.
I feel that. I like it.
Yeah. But, all I got to say for y'all today is just keep a positive attitude about the things that you want. You want to go get it, you know. Somebody else might say no. If somebody say no, go to the next person. Because you're not going to get a whole bunch of no's. You will get a yes. You will get help. So, I mean, like, just keep striving. Keep going for it. You want it. Go get it.
You want it, go get it. I love it, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to another great show. It is your favorite host, Jazz, from the CR Division. This show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. Thank y'all, each and every person who tuned into the show, who like just hit me up and be like, man, you're doing an amazing job. I appreciate it. We are in season 3. We probably like 10 shows in right now.
Yeah, I think so.
So we got this thing going, man. I feel good. I got a little bit more creative control of how I want to do things. And, man, all I'm doing is giving my teens a voice to talk about things that matter to them, get it from their mind, get it from their perspective, get it from their experience, get it from their viewpoint. And that's what we're doing. That's what this show is all about. So we're going to see y'all on the next one. Hopefully I can get JV, but that's another conversation.
Yeah, please. Mute my mic.
No, you gotta wait. We busy. Y'all go out and get it, man. Y'all hear what's playing? You hear what's playing? Duffel Bag Boy, Lil Wayne, the 2 Chainz, you hear it, man. Go out and ball and go get it. This what we do. This what we do. That man Lil Wayne said, if I don't do nothing, I'm a ball. Counting all day like the clock on the wall. Lil Wayne, best rapper alive. Yep. Thank y'all for tuning in to the City Crew Podcast Show.